Why markets are rocking and rolling around the world. For Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio, and let's get right into it. Last week, the USDA said we're seeing a significant decrease in how many families can't afford to get enough to eat. Now comes new research this week from the Urban Institute and the food bank network Feeding America. It's focused on how teens cope with what researchers call food insecurity. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Alicia Blakely works at the housing authority that serves Portland, Oregon. For the past year, she's been meeting with teens, hearing about hunger.
There was one teen that was talking about his mother had a bag of rice and he decided not to eat in order to stretch to make sure there was enough for his brothers and sisters and waited until the next day where he could access food from school.
Some squirrel away school lunches. Others hope to eat at a friend's house. In the U.S., nearly 7 million kids ages 10 to 17 struggle to get enough to eat. The Urban Institute's Sue Popkin says to deal with it, some teens steal, deal drugs, or turn to prostitution.
We heard these stories in every setting. Now, these are focus groups, and we're not asking the kids about themselves. But when we asked them what is going on with kids in your community, the stories came up everywhere.
Popkin wants policymakers to use this information to increase funding for food stamps and summer feeding programs. Even food banks, she says, could be more teen-friendly. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
A new documentary takes a look at the tough problem of how to deal with at-risk youth in American schools. It's called The One That Got Away, and co-producer Steve McCarthy talked about it recently with David Brancaccio.
So what attracted you to this particular tale?
Well, it was about a teacher who was very well known in town, and it was about a kid who had a lot of promise, and it didn't work out. And this is a problem that's happening in schools all across America. There are kids from very difficult backgrounds that teachers are struggling with. How do I deal with this? How do I save this kid? How do I prevent him from getting away? In this case, when they first got Touré, he was intuitively the smartest kid he'd ever had in 40 years. He had a great personality, good smile. He won class, the president of the school. But something at home just dragged him back into the streets.
So you see promise in this subject. I mean, listen to this language arts teacher in the film, Deborah Maher.
He had homework issues, Trey, and he didn't have the internet, he didn't have computer, he didn't have whatever. So we decided that we'd hook him up with a computer, and I went to the apartment to deliver it. So I met his dad. So I wasn't surprised. I have very rarely been in such a rigid, like, tension-filled little living room. It was...
But you still, even at that point, you don't know if you have a film yet?
Not until we got to the prison to interview Touré. And we went to East New Jersey Prison in Rahway, which is kind of like Shawshank Redemption Prison. It's really kind of a scary place. We did the interview with this young man. We had never met him before. He just came alive as a beautiful young man. He's a self-confessed murderer, but he was back to the kid that he was, that we had heard about in middle school. He wasn't on drugs. He wasn't in the gang. He was in prison, but you could see the life had returned to him.
What'd you do to get this on public TV stations around the country?
A very, very nice person in town named Rose Callie, who does a lot of great things for Montclair, saw the film, heard our predicament, and said, let's do it. We can do this in our town. And we began a fundraising drive. And the donations came in as little as a couple of dollars at a time at the school screening to thousands of dollars that some individuals made. The teacher, Dan Gill, who's the main character in this film with Touré, is so popular in that town. He's touched so many lives over the last 40 years of teaching there. So I'd like to say it was my handsome face, but it was probably Dan Gill's popularity that helped a lot on this, and the perseverance and the connections and the love that Rose Callie has for the film.
The documentary is called The One That Got Away, co-produced by John Block and my guest here, Steve McCarthy. Steve, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That was Steve McCarthy interviewed by David Brancaccio. We've got more of that conversation and information on how to watch at marketplace.org. And finally, a big win at the weekend box office for Sully. It opened at number one last weekend, taking in $35.5 million. That was well ahead of expectations. The Clint Eastwood-directed film stars Tom Hanks as Chesley Sullenberger, the pilot who safely landed a U.S. Airways flight in the Hudson River in 2009. Older audiences helped drive strong ticket sales when the bow breaks and Don't Breathe, with the two films rounding out the box office top three. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.